I am Murali. I am a program manager for the Visual Studio Editor team. In Visual Studio 2013, we have introduced some amazing new features focused on improving developer productivity inside the editor. In this video, I'll be showing you some of these new features and how you can use them to be more productive when working in Visual Studio. The first feature that I want to show you today is called the Navigate To. This feature allows you to search for your methods and classes and files inside your solution instantly without opening the Solution Explorer. For example, if I wanted to search for the term print inside my solution, I can simply hit the Control comma keyboard shortcut, which brings up a search box in the top right corner of the IDE. The moment I type the term print, it instantly searches for print in my files, classes, and methods, and shows me results along with real-time previews. So as I scroll through these results, I can instantly preview them and see which file they come from, which method they are in, and so on. This helps me instantly narrow down the result that I want to navigate to. Once I pick a result that's interesting, I can hit Enter to quickly navigate to that result. Hitting Escape dismisses the search box and gets me back to where I was. For example, if I want to search for another function called alternate, I can bring up the search box, scroll through the results, but if I decide not to navigate to any of these results, I can hit Escape, and it takes me back to where I started without losing my scroll position or the file location. So this feature called Navigate To will help you easily navigate your solution and also search and discover methods, classes, and files. The second feature that I want to talk about is called the Automatic Brace Completion. This feature adds the closing brace automatically the moment you type the opening brace. To see the feature in action, let's add a method to this class. So I type void foo, and the moment I open the parenthesis, Visual Studio automatically adds the closing parenthesis for me. As I continue typing, I can type the opening curly brace, and Visual Studio automatically adds the closing curly brace. The feature also works for things like quotes. So if I want to add a string and type the opening quote, the editor automatically adds the closing quote as well. I can take the cursor outside of these quotes by hitting the Tab key, and then I'm done. This feature is extremely useful and helps you code faster when typing things like strings, classes, methods, and so forth. The third feature I want to talk about is called the Move Line feature. This feature allows you to move single or multiple lines up and down inside the editor using a single keyboard shortcut. For example, if I wanted to move this line of code inside this if statement, I can simply place my caret on this line, hit the Alt Up key, and move the line up, or the Alt Down key to move the line down. The feature also works for multiple lines. So I can make a multi-line selection and hit the Alt Up key to move all the lines up, or Alt Down key to move all the lines down. The feature also works for collapse regions. So I can collapse the entire method and move the entire region up or down simply using the same keyboard shortcut. This feature can be extremely helpful as you rearrange lines inside your code file. The next feature I want to talk about is called the Enhanced Scroll Bar. In Visual Studio 2013, we have introduced a new scroll bar which shows you a lot more information than just your scroll position. If you observe on the right side, the scroll bar is showing you sort of a 10,000 foot view of your code file. So instantly, just by viewing it, I can sort of understand where I am inside the code file. In addition to that, the scroll bar also shows you additional information such as errors in your file. For example, inside the scroll bar, it is showing me a red dot, which tells me there is an error corresponding to this location. Hovering the mouse on this dot instantly brings up a preview of that location of my file. So here I can see exactly where the error is. Clicking on the dot immediately navigates me to that section of the file. So I can click around in the scroll bar anywhere and instantly navigate to those sections of my file. In addition to errors, the scroll bar also shows you other types of important information, such as find matches. For example, if I wanted to search for the term you, the scroll bar shows me these orange colored dots corresponding to matches in my file, and hovering on these locations of the scroll bar also previews the match for me inside the file. This feature is extremely useful to understand important information about your file and also navigate to different pieces of your file. The scroll bar has a ton of options for you to customize exactly the way you want. To bring up the customization, you can right-click on the scroll bar and click on scroll bar options, and you have a host of different optimizations and customizations that you can do. This feature will help you very easily navigate and understand your files. I hope you enjoyed watching this video. I'm sure you'll love using these new editor enhancements in Visual Studio 2013. Thank you.